Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
your back face. Ain't no biggie to prove. Pop, pop for the top spotter. I just signal and shoot. Put in an X by your name. That's my signature move. Put this shit up in a holster. Got a clip as big as Oprah. Take you flipping and I'm dipping. Sitting sip on a mimosa. Any me, me in a wine house. Sipping to me line out. Addict with a habit. You don't even wanna find out.
Listen, I'll rob a nigga if I have to. Run up on your block and get it popping if I have to. Hold up in your spot like fuck the knock and I'ma blast too. Catch you in the shower and go psycho in your bathroom.
From the bottom of my heart, because we're not only celebrating another Friday. Nah, we ain't doing that. We ain't not celebrating another show. We ain't doing that either. We celebrating the anniversary show, the year show. Yes, this show has been around for a whole year, ladies and gentlemen, because I remember last year around this time, we was, it was shit that was supposed to, like, I don't know, somehow the world was going to end. So our first show was joked to be our last show. So, yeah, I mean, they did say once I hit the airwaves, the world was going to end. And, well, I thought it was going to happen. But it didn't. So we're here. It's the show. Next to blow. I'm not even going to do my shit yet. And, people, don't be alarmed. Do not be alarmed. But Flame's not here. Shut up. Right now, he's out Christmas shopping. So y'all need to give him a hand. I know my job was fucking crazy today. I know them lines is crazy. So, yeah, respect the man. But don't worry. I have somebody here. Somebody that y'all already know. Somebody that y'all already know of. Like, no, it's not chocolate. No, it's not fault. I mean, if y'all was back in the days and everything, when this first started, you might know this man's tagline. I mean, go ahead.
It is your grandma's favorite rapper.
I thought it was more to it, but
that nigga, Lyrical Decisions, kicking it from the felony part of the west side of Columbus, Ohio. That's me. Again, tagline, it's your grandma's favorite rapper. Yo, what's going on, world? We are celebrating 365 days of... That makes the blow is still going... Whose house is this? Girl, you too kind. Meet me after the show. All right, yo, we kicking it here. Crush the Catalyst, represent Delaware. L.I., Lyrical Decisions, represent Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Akron, Toledo, the whole O-H-I-O. We doing it. We here. Next to blow. What's going on, baby? Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. We got 365 of them. 52 weeks of them. We representing the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm on fire right now. I can't wait. In the middle of this podcast, in the middle of this cast, what I'm going to be doing is probably popping a bottle of Belly to celebrate. So if I start slurring my speech towards the second half, you know what's going on. You should be partying with me. You should be just as drunk as I'm going to get. Crush, back to you. All right, well, fuck it. Fine. I'll take it back. I'm not done yet. So tonight, we are going to be celebrating. We're going to be talking about all types of topics. We're going to be reflecting back on what's going on. We're actually going to talk about some real subjects as well, though, because I don't know if y'all have been living under a rock. I hope y'all been paying attention. There's been a lot of crazy, crazy, loco, however you say crazy in Yugoslavia, in Ukrainian. Yo, it's just mad crazy how everybody is getting shot. You can't go to school. You can't go to a movie. Hell, you can't even go to church nowadays. So we're going to talk a little more about that. Crush has some rumors coming up that I've been dying to hear. And you know what? I'm not even going to spill all the beans. Crush, what we going to do? We're going to do everything besides that, them two words. Tonight, as a celebration of 365 days and 52 weeks of celebration, we are going to retire the word turn up tonight. We're not going to turn up anymore. We got to find another word, and we're going to leave the call lines open, though, so we can find another fucking word. I'm tired of that word, honestly. And that's how I just, that's how I feel. That's what we're going to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, strap in your seatbelt, put your car seats in, or for your little raggedy-ass kid. Yeah, I said it, and I meant it. Change the diapers first, stinking turd. And we get ready to go in. Crush. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Is anyone there? Is anybody there? Niggas. Nigga.
Look, fuck you, fuck the plane you flew in on, fuck them shoes, fuck the socks with the bell on it, fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent, fuck them cheap-ass cigars, fuck your yuck-mouth teeth, fuck your hairpiece, fuck your chocolate, fuck Guy Ritchie, fuck Prince William, fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Growing up, I seen her brother serve some bean rocks. I felt bullies on my wrist and make a G shot. As a young boy, I'm making beats on a green box. Now my team is making more classes than fucking Reebok. B.E. is my turf, nigga. Where the fuck is my cleats, nigga? From the city where niggas fuck with G. And I ain't talking Swiss beats, nigga. Gotta keep you like that. And you duck on my niggas will shoot up your feet. Nigga, you fucking my niggas on Monday. You be due by the end of the week, nigga. It's popping on weekends. We fuck with the light up. They all green and all. Got a bad bitch on my way. She riding my dick like a hog. Smoking that loud in the face. Bitch, I'm a sleep in my mom. And it's where to see her. We're gonna fuck with my goonies. They have our club.
What just happened?
You.
What just happened?
Of course.
Versace, Versace.
Fuck is wrong with the show, nigga?
That's what I want to know. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yo, we'll crush that.
I don't know.
So, what happened? I heard that nigga at first. I ain't heard nothing after a while.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, what the hell happened to you?
I don't know. Son, technical difficulties, but fuck that shit. We here. I don't know what happened,
yo.
But, yo, call it 302-5507. Call it, state your name, who you be.
Yo, what's going down?
What's goody, what's goody?
What's goody, man? It's the boss, Stu F, man, DHMJ, man.
What's good, Stu?
What's going down? What's
popping for it? Now we just
chilling,
in there celebrating this anniversary and everything. We got the new you. You got the new track from Yit Camp and everything that's about to go crazy. That Nino Brown, like, tell us about it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I actually just laid that down, man. It took me about 20-30 minutes, man, just to lay that down, man. You feel me? One take shot. You know, that's what we do over here, so. Straight freestyle off the head, man. So, I mean, you know, I'm new to this rap shit, man. You know, I've been in this R&B lane for a minute, you know. So, you know, I try to switch it up, you know, try to be my own self, man. I ain't trying to be like everybody else. So I switch it up a little bit, you know, went to the rap shit, you know. I got a couple of my niggas from my team on there, you know. Mick Arson and Fresh Prince on there. It's called Nino Brown and shit, so... You know, when you drop that joint, man, I hope everybody enjoy it, you know, and good feedback on that joint, man, you know. We kind of worked hard on that joint, and we working hard these last couple months, you know, trying to, you know, put a name out here in this 302 area, man. So niggas going to have to respect it, man, and move over because, you know, come and take over, man. So.
Sounds like he means business. It sounds like he fucking means business.
They niggas, already know.
Get out the motherfucking way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. 302 is here. Steam
right,
rolling
right.
Over hoes. You know what I'm saying? Like new concrete. You know what I'm talking about? That's what we do. That's what we do. Yo,
right.
So when we going to debut that, Crush? Tell me when.
We about to debut this shit right now. We about to debut it right now. We about
shit,
to bang
right,
everybody in their ears right now. So without further ado, Nino Brown, EHMG. Y'all know what it is.
Yo,
you rocking with the show.
Can we
let
the blow? Can we go ahead and let Nino Brown go ahead and introduce that track there? Can we go ahead and let that nigga scene roll over shit? Go ahead, baby.
Well,
all right,
let me introduce this Nino Brown, man, you know, featuring Mick Arson and Fresh Prince, man. That's my peoples, man. BHMJ forever, man. Let's go.
Black heart. This shit ain't a hobby, man. This shit a lifestyle. We are who we are. BHMG. Let's go.
I can give a fuck about a cop. Some niggas gotta lay a nigga down to stay on top. And if you wanna get to the top, you gotta start from the bottom. And gotta handle any nigga with a problem. Nigga, fuck.
No way.
money on the table, nigga.
Table, nigga.
In the kitchen with that baking soda.
Baking soda.
Bitch, I think I'm Nino Brown. Bitch, I think I'm Scarface.
I do.
Bitch, I think I'm Larry Hoover. Shout out to all them real niggas.
Salute.
I want the car, but I beat the case.
I'm trapped.
All this loud and smoking to the face. These niggas trying to take me out.
No way.
But I gotta take a different route.
Yeah.
Money is the motivation.
It is.
Damn, these pussy niggas still waiting.
I can't give a fuck about a cop. Some niggas gotta lay a nigga down and stay on top. And if you wanna get to the top, you gotta
start from the bottom.
You gotta handle any nigga with a problem.
Nigga,
nigga, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm all about my paper.
Two words.
Fuck you. Don't give a fuck about a hater. Bitch ass niggas see me, they don't make a sound.
Nope.
Cause they know it's going down. Nigga, Nino Brown.
Nino Brown. Nino Brown. Nino Brown, Nino Brown, Nino Brown, Nino Brown, Nino Brown, Nino Brown,
Nino Brown, Nino Brown.
I'm always on some D shit. That's why these niggas broken up like the fucking clip. Niggas broke, they thought push a T. Get it, push a T. CD, DVD, whatever. Just to get that cash. But most of these niggas rap don't know how to act. Caught up in this trap. And what you been labeled as
permanent.
Permanent. While my niggas outside serving. The same fool that snitch shit. That dumb bitch shit. I'm nasty. Watch how I rip shit like a piece of paper. Son of niggas don't bait. I started from the ground, now I'm in the sky. Bitches coming, baby, but I'm Birdman fly.
Nino.
I can give a fuck about a cop. Some niggas gotta lay niggas down and stay on top. And if you wanna get to the top, you gotta start from the bottom. You gotta handle any nigga with a problem. Nigga, nigga, fuck, fuck you. I'm all about my paper. I said fuck you. Don't give a fuck about a hater. Bitch ass niggas see me, they don't make a sound. Nino Brown, 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 Nino Brown.
BHMG. Mikey, what up?
Live for today, pray for tomorrow. Never die broke, never live in sorrow.
We're never gonna die broke.
Niggas gonna hate who we are, who we are.
What you waiting for, nigga?
Live for my team.
Let's go.
I do this for my squad, for my squad, for my squad. I do this for my squad, for my squad, for my squad.
Woo.
I do this for my squad, for my squad, for my squad. I do this for my squad, for my squad, for my squad. I do this for my squad.
I do this for my squad, that's what I'm supposed to do.
Do.
I'm trying to live good just like the Huxtables.
Yeah.
A couple bad bitches and they fucking too.
Okay.
I said a couple bad bitches and they fucking too.
Woo.
I ride them for a brick and watch you break it down.
Damn.
Don't come up on the block if you ain't got a pass.
No way.
You fuck with my young boys and nigga, that's your ass.
Man.
I gotta watch my back for these fucking feds.
Man.
I'm ballin' on these niggas, I don't even pass.
No.
All my niggas eatin' good, all my niggas fed.
You straight?
You know I'm on the block like DeAndre Jordan.
Okay.
All these hatin' ass niggas, man, they not important.
No.
No way, yeah, you will never catch a slippin'.
No pussy nigga, you would never catch his bitchin'. I lay a nigga down if they ain't learn his lesson. And you know I keep my gun, I call a Smith and Wesson.
Pray for today, pray for tomorrow. Never die broke,
yeah.
Never live in sorrow. Niggas don't hate, but we are who we are.
Yeah.
Do this for my team. I do this for my squad, yo.
Yeah.
I do this for my squad, for my squad, for my squad.
Yeah.
I do this for my squad,
for my
squad, for my squad. I do this for my squad, for my squad, for my squad. I do this for my squad, for my squad, for my squad. I do this for my squad.
My team go ham, no lifestyle. And we stay posted like a motherfucking mailbox.
Mailbox.
On topic, all these fuck niggas is some nonsense. And they make no money, whole bunch of nonsense.
No sense.
We stay fly, call our Chris a fucking cockpit. Repetitive niggas, call your shit the fucking mop pit.
Mop.
And you can never judge us, I ain't on trial. And my nigga so, I'm they sister, no belial. Call your bitch McDonald's, cause she love to see a smile.
See?
My niggas give her the deep, she run like 8 miles.
Eminem.
No marathon, but we running over niggas. All heart, never sore, but we never pulling triggers. Just getting them figures and getting them bitches, no new friends, cause we never fucking with them snitches. I call your girl a hoe, cause she called me too. We see her on the weekend, yes, she loving the crew.
Pray for today, pray for tomorrow. Never die broke, never live in sorrow. Niggas gon' hate, but we are who we are though. Do this for my team. I do this for my squad, yo. I do this for my squad, for my squad, for my squad. I do this for my squad, for my squad, for my squad. I do this for my squad, for my squad, for my squad. I do this for my squad, for my squad, for my squad. I do this for my squad.
And we back in the motherfucking building, y'all already know it is. It's Chris the Catalyst, that mean man, and everything. Lyrical incisions right here and everything. It's the anniversary, motherfuckers.
I thought you knew, niggas. I thought you motherfucking knew. Listen, I need y'all to check it out. Check it out. I need y'all to check it out. Check it out. I need y'all to get. I need y'all to get loud. I need y'all to get wild right now. Listen, this is what I need you to do. I need you to get out. I need you to go out to your motherfucking car. I need you to go and honk your horn because it is the one-year anniversary. There's 365 of them. That is 52 motherfucking weeks in a row that we've been doing this next to blow. Now, check this out. It ain't the fact that I'm talking too fast, bitch. It's just you're listening too slow. You know what I'm talking about? Listen, this is what we got to do. What we got to do. We're going to celebrate tonight. I want you to go out and find some fireworks. I don't give a fuck where you get them from. I don't care how illegal it is. Just make sure that it does. All right? Go stick that in somebody's toilet and watch the fireworks go in your ass. You know what I'm talking about? That's what I love. Crush, what's going on? It's been a while since I've talked my shit. Is it all right if I can talk my shit? Can I have the floor for a second?
Go ahead and talk your shit.
This is what I love to do. Boy, next to motherfucking Flow Radio. Right now, I'm just celebrating. I'm so hyped right now, though, because y'all have no idea what a year. No, let me take that back. Y'all have no idea what a successful year does to a nigga. You know what I'm saying? I had to take a little time off, and the only reason I take time off because I'm doing things. I'm doing things. Tonight, I'm going to make a big-ass announcement that I have been planning for a long time, and I'm finally starting to put in execution, okay? August. Come August of 2014. Everybody in the 832 and the 713, guess what? I'm coming down there, and I'm eating up everything that's in your fucking refrigerator. Yeah, you heard me right. Houston, Texas, ho. That's what we're talking about. We're coming down there. I'm moving. I'm leaving Ohio. I got love for y'all in the O, but I need to go make it work elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? I love it. I love it. I always got love for Ohio. I always come back and visit, but it's time to go and make some things happen. I'm not turning my back. I might bring some things back to Ohio. But listen, we got some things going on. Some things going on. I'm so excited. Down there, going down there, going down there. Now, I'm still gonna be a Cincinnati Bengals fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm still gonna be an OSU fan, a Buckeye fan for life. However, I'm going down to Houston.
You can be a Buckeye. You can rock with the Buckeyes, but the Bengals, really?
Come on, always, born and raised. You can't never turn your back on that. Come on, don't doubt that shit. Don't do that. So I'm excited to announce that, yes, in 2014. Hold on, wait.
Since we're on that, Philadelphia Eagles, number one in the NFC, that's all I got to say.
I don't know how. Third game. Somebody slept with somebody in order for that to happen.
Nigga, it's talent. That's what it is. All right, we call it that.
But yo, we also wanted to talk about.
No, wait. Let me tell you, it's talent and countless cowboy failures. Well, I can't say cowboy failures. It's talent and countless Tony Romo failures. There you go.
Ling. Yo, let's give it up for Tony Romo. Of course. But
he makes us look so good.
Yeah, what we gonna do? All right, so yo, I'm just so excited tonight, man. We got Crush. We can celebrate a lot. We broke a lot of records in the last year. We've had people call, and you know what? I think I want to give probably a top three list of most memorable songs and maybe songs that you still bump in your spare time.
Because
it's all about them.
You want to know something that's so crazy?
Yes, sir.
I had a girl that we used to play her song and everything, and she said, yo, we gave her, like, a bigger fan base. So that felt good. Like, that really felt
good.
That's
what we do. That's what we're supposed to do. This is our whole purpose. Like I said, we don't shine unless you shine. That's bottom line.
So, I wanted to give a shout out. We do this for y'all. Like, really, we do this for y'all.
Hey,
I love
you. Yeah,
that's why I wanted to share y'all music with the world.
To everybody. You want to give a shout out to everybody who has called in and made this possible within the last year. I'm talking about anybody on the East Coast, Philadelphia, Delaware, New York has been holding that down. We had Boston call. We had North Carolina, South Carolina call. Miami has been in the building. Jacksonville has called.
Wait. How about London, nigga? Yeah.
London, England. Yes. That was
we broke London records, dog.
We went international.
Yes, next up is
international.
Catch up with us. Please catch up with
us.
All right.
Y'all can try.
I doubt y'all going to do it, but y'all can try.
Who else can call? So we didn't have motherfuckers call from New Orleans. We didn't have motherfuckers call from Mississippi, Alabama. We didn't have Texas call. Anybody from Dallas to Houston, San Antonio. We didn't have El Paso call. We didn't have niggas from Little Rock, Arkansas call, and we've broken their records in. We've had Indianapolis call. We've had Gary, Indiana call. We've had Akron.
Cali.
Cleveland. California. Arizona. Oklahoma. I remember that. California, we have Oregon call.
Oh, wait. Lyric, before you get on the tangent, the other member of this show, Trinity.
Okay.
Because in your absence.
This is the show, Trinity.
Yeah. Because in your absence, I really couldn't have did this show without the person that I'm about to bring in here. But I'm going to let him introduce himself because his, like, tagline like, so whack. So I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Whoa. Kiss my ass, you little-ass nigga.
Well, I got
that.
Tagline.
I like that tagline right there. That's the tagline. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He just hating, man.
Yo, go ahead. Bring yourself in. Go ahead. State your name. Let him know who you is.
Yeah, they know who it is, man. It's the Kiddo Flame Shadowy, man. The dude that's always late to every show. You know, I be on real nigga time.
That's all right. Yo, we call that
Larry was late a lot of times, too.
Yeah, that's what real niggas do. Real niggas be late, man. You know?
I am a nigga at heart. Just as long as I'm not late to work. That's all that matters.
This is
working.
Yo, so how you feel, man? Tell me how you feel tonight. What's going on with you?
Man, I'm tired as a motherfucker, man. Just got back from doing a little Christmas shopping and shit.
Okay.
All these crazy-ass people out here.
Adam Lyons.
Huh?
Adam Lyons.
Crazy. His lines is crazy, man. He's got two of the rest of the lines over to the back of the store and shit.
Woo! I'm always ruining the moment with some heartfelt shit, right? So I'm always, I've been reflecting on Christmas a lot lately, and I've really been thinking truthfully lost the whole spirit of Christmas, period. It's all about presents and spending money and Xboxes and you know what? I'm so happy that we are going through a recession right now. Well, I can't afford that shit. So guess what? I'm showing up to your friends.
That's what broke niggas said.
I'm a broke nigga,
and I said that shit.
You know it. So we stick together. We're going through a recession together. So don't be mad for all my family and friends when I show up with an old box of candy canes and shit from last year, and I show up and I want a free. All right?
Nigga, candy canes is like 15 cents a box.
It's the thought that counts.
You can't
that's
get a new box.
It's the thought that counts, man.
It's the thought that counts. See, that's what I'm saying. People are you're looking at material things. You're looking at your dollar signs. The fact that I came over and I'm spending time
with
you.
It's not even a dollar sign. It's a cent sign.
Nigga, are you wrapping paper right now? What the fuck are you? You wrapping paper?
Yeah, like, what is going on?
I'm just saying. Candy canes is 15 cents.
No.
Nah, see, what you got to do is you got to go up there, go to their crib, go up in their closet and get what you got them last year that they ain't never wore.
Word. That's what I
put that shit right back in their hands.
That's what I'm on that too. I like that. I like that right there. I like that right there. Yo, you know what, man? I feel like I want to do, we got such little time though, but I got so much energy, man. I know I'm about to be all over the place, but Crush.
What's that?
I feel like, and because we've done a lot of things in the last year, B. We've done a lot of things. We have done, you know, one of my favorites was the Hot 16s, right, where we were shitting on niggas, right?
Oh, we made people quit, rap. I think the boy Young Crush, I think he quit rap because of us.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I think Young Crush quit rap, and he needed to, because he was bringing down the Crush name. I don't appreciate
horrible.
That shit.
Horrible. So, yo, we've had interview with all type of celebrities, man. Yo, we've had up-and-coming celebrities. Like, even, I would just go ahead and mention Bonnie. Bonnie?
Who? That's the question. That's the question. Who was your favorite guest? Out of the whole show, who was your favorite guest? I mean, think about it. We had Bonnie. We had Black Child. We had Lee Mason. We had Sway Sever. We done had Shay Star. Who else we have? Show Bilotti.
Yeah, Kay Walker. Rich Quick.
Kay Walker. Rich Quick. Like, who was your favorite interview?
I say Black Child was one of my favorites, man, for the simple fact that, man, just the fact that I had watched Buddy Boy growing up, and I've always known some of the Black Child verses off of, you know, Vinny Vici or Rule 336 or even that Murder, Inc. album that had came out. Yo, I grew up listening to him, so it was just so cool to have a nigga who was just so laid back, do his thing.
And that was the first interview, too. That was like the first interview with a chef.
That was big.
It was Valentine's Day. Yep, it was a Valentine's Day special. We had Teresa on here. Yeah, we was rocking out that day. That interview, and for the people who don't know, that interview literally came last minute. I mean, we got Black Child secure in like an hour, and we did the interview.
Did we ever get Bushwick Bill?
No, we never got Bushwick.
I thought Bushwick had called in. It was like weeks later and shit.
No, I don't think we ever got Bush.
He had a hot ass joint too. But yo, Black Child was my favorite. Yo, who was yours? Who was yours, B?
Who you fling?
Mine is Sway Seven. That was mine. That was just. It wasn't even like an interview. Like, we were just holding the conversation for like an hour and 40 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Talking about everything, like, from his newborn, like, he just had his child at that time, to personal shit, you know what I'm saying? The loss of his brother, like, all types of stuff, you know what I mean? And, like, and everybody know that's, like, one of my favorite battle rappers, hands down. So, like, that was one of my, that was one of my favorite interviews.
Yo, you know what? And then, Crush, what you feel? What you feel?
Man, it's hard. Like, it's between.
Didn't you have Jada Ray?
We never got Jada. And I'm still mad
about
it.
We had Official, though.
We had Official calling. But I would, like, it's a toss-up between. Like, man, like, it's like a toss-up between three. It's a toss-up between Swayze, Shay, and Bonnie. Because it was, all of them wasn't even like an interview. It was just like we were just sitting back talking and everything, chilling. Like it was like we were just sitting down having a good old conversation like we old friends. Like, so it wasn't like an interview. It was just like busting up, chopping up. It felt real. That's just like you said with Swayze, it felt real, like we was just busting it up like real niggas and everything. So people saw the ins and outs and the real, you feel me? And we got that same thing with Shay and Lyric. We got that same thing with Bonnie. Like, Bonnie stayed the whole time. Swayze stayed the whole time. Shay stayed the whole time because we just were talking like old friends that the time just went by. And I think those are the greatest moments, me personally.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Bonnie, she might be calling in too.
She better. We just broke her record and everything. I will spin it again.
You already played it?
Oh yeah. See what happened was I was gonna play.
Can't even wait for her, nigga. Can't even wait.
Listen, this is what happened. I'm about to tell you, and then I'm about to bring in this caller because it's one of my favorite people in the Next Blow family. So I'm about to tell you why I broke it so quick, and then I'm about to get into this caller. So the reason why I broke it is I was about to play To Hip Hop, which is hers also, but I think this is the anniversary episode. To Hip Hop is a great song. Don't get me wrong, but we turning up. We hype. I mean, we celebrating a year old, dog. Like, a lot of people did not make it this far, and we did. So, therefore, I feel privileged. I want to turn up. I'm already drinking. So, I want to turn up. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But, yeah. And so, but I'm going to let somebody else tell us what they think their greatest moments of the show is. And we're going to get into the 612-220. I love this number because, hell, it's easy to say. Shout out to Dyslexia. Y'all already know. Carla, you're live on the air Next to Blow Radio. You're rocking with the show.
What's up? First of all, I'm going to start off and be sweet, be nice, and say happy birthday. Congratulations. 1 year anniversary to the show on Next to Blow. This is your girl, Miss Chocolate. Congratulations, Crush Boo.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm excited for
my 1 year coming soon. So I'm glad to see that we making it crack. But you know what? Let me just get into why I'm on the line, because I've heard a couple of disturbing things, and I had to yell at you in a text message to bring you live. Lyrical Incision, if you ever in your life mention the cities of Ohio and don't include or mention where I was born in Dayton, I'm going to come to Cleveland and cut your ass.
Hi, baby.
I let you know that, okay, Lyrical Incision?
Hi, baby.
Hi, boo.
All right.
I'm good.
All right, that's great. Boo, listen. So if you know that you are, you know, being born, she got me stuttered. Listen, being born in Dayton, Ohio, you know that Dayton and Cincy are basically next door neighbors. So, you know, when you mention one, sometimes we even share the same area code. Am I right?
I'm right.
You can make a wrong turn in Cincinnati and be in Dayton. You know that.
Mm-mm.
But, yo, Sorry. All right. Big ups to everybody in the 937 there, and that is Dayton, Ohio. Let me go ahead and get that out the way.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. I apologize.
I appreciate
Dayton
you, too. Yeah, I want to have a question.
Love you,
boy.
I tell you, that is Ohio love, though.
Then I would like to address the fact that, nigga, y'all listed all these cities and states and who rocking with the show and who y'all to reach out to, and I damn sure didn't hear Minnesota, where I do believe if it wasn't for Miss Queen T, who lives currently in Minnesota, the queen bee of Mexico Radio, you fuckboys still wouldn't be here either. I'm just seeing all types of
things across
the board.
Well, they, yeah. That's the thing. He didn't let me. He cut me off. I didn't even get to hit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even get to hit that side. He cut me off.
What
I was still want to say St. Louis, Kansas City. I was still, yeah, I was still in the middle of that. Kansas City and all of that.
Minnesota.
I was Kentucky, Tennessee.
Mm-mm.
He didn't let me. He cut me off.
Well,
I wasn't even on the line.
You know what, Flame? You are exempt from this conversation. So, Flame, it ain't your fault. You didn't do it. But these fools over here, I'm over here steaming, and I'm still not dumb. I still got one more thing to go in on, but I'm steaming right now. Y'all done made us be a pit.
You gotta be easy. You gotta be easy. That chocolate gonna melt, baby. Don't do that.
You know it's you.
Please don't be me. Please don't be me.
Crush the catalyst. What's up,
bro? I don't want that chocolate to melt.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Crush.
Yo,
you know,
you
got a bone to pick. I got a bone to pick with you.
Uh-huh. Right. Damn it. I'm always in trouble.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to pick that bone with you after hours so you can call me after the show. We ain't going to let anybody know about the freaky geeky things I want to do to you.
Okay. Still call you on this
hashtag
number.
Left out. Hashtag left out. Hashtag what the hell. Hashtag can I be the third part? I mean, what's going on?
Hashtag
hell
for the
now. Y'all hashtag, so fucking stingy.
First of all,
hashtag there's enough tacos to go around.
No, it's not.
Hashtag big fan of fondue.
I'm stingy with my tacos. I'm stingy with my chocolate. Nah, that ain't happening. Yeah.
Hashtag big fan of fondue, okay?
Y'all are so crazy. I'm so there with y'all.
Then you better go get some cheese, nigga.
I love cheese. Bring the wine. I got a bottle. I'm dead.
Yo, it's been a while.
I got bottles.
It's been a while to clown with y'all, man. It's been a while since I'm a clown with y'all. But yo, it's good to be back for a minute, man. And it's been so fun. Chocolate. I don't know if you heard though, but like my nigga LeBron, I'll be taking my talents to the South Side here in a minute.
I heard. I've been online long enough to hear you going to Texas.
Yeah, you already know what I'm talking about. So we down there. We're going to make things happen. 2014, though, I do want to poke my head in and be a part of the show a bit more. I've been going to school, though. That's the thing. I've been trying to get my education on. So please excuse me. Yeah, my education. I'm trying to get that on, so please excuse me.
That just turned me on. I love an educated man.
You ain't got to know it. I'm sitting up here in my Malcolm X clothes, just in case if you ain't know.
Lyric. You want to break the other surprise? I mean, since we all just breaking surprises and shit, you want to break the other one?
Yeah, chocolate is pregnant.
By me.
What? It ain't mine?
See,
that's that bullshit,
yeah,
see?
I don't know.
Nah, hold on. I'm the baby baby.
See what had happened
I'm the baby
was.
Baby.
See what had happened was,
baby.
Guys.
Nah, see? I'm calling Maury right now.
I slipped out to Delaware about a month and a half ago, and I didn't tell nobody. So me and Crush met up.
And I made that thing flash.
He pulled a snapback on my ass. Y'all, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. You know what happened, girl. You know what happened.
Yo. Fuck that. Yo, Crush still sucks his thumb when he goes to sleep. You like that? What?
Hey, and when I got through, he was sucking his whole hand.
Oh, my God. All right. So I want my money back for that Hilton hotel there. Period. Period.
I want my money back for that McDonald's menu.
Oh, my God.
So bullshit. I'll let you get extra cheese.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not pregnant because I ain't paying you back for the room or the damn cheeseburgers. Now how you feel?
That's bullshit.
Yeah,
before we get off of more off of a tangent, Chop, what was your favorite moment of this show experience?
My favorite moment. Okay, let me think. I have a couple great moments. I would say my most favorite, you know what, this is one of my most memorable moments every time I call into the show. One of my most memorable moments is that every single time I call into the show, there's one thing that I know happens to Crush the Catalyst when he hears my voice, and I think that's the best thing in the world. So with that being said, I'll leave that to y'all imagination, and maybe y'all will come over to Accept the Dark on a Monday night to find out how Chocolate likes to mind fuck all her men.
That's just nasty.
Speaking of which, when is Sex After Dark coming back? I need Sex After Dark in my life. I also need Chocolate in my life.
I will be back on the air on Monday. I've been gone a whole 4 weeks. Monday. This upcoming Monday, you guys, I will be back live on the air, Sex After Dark, Monday night. Same phone number y'all called tonight at 10 p.m. That's my time, so that's Central Time. That's 11 o'clock Eastern Time, so y'all make sure to tune in with your girl.
Flame's scared to call Sex After Dark.
Flame's scared to call because Flame's going to fall in love with Chocolate, and that's okay. I understand, Flame. It's in your best interest to just stay away.
I actually think it would be reversed, but
I'm not the one who's scared to call. You are, so you know my number.
There's reasons behind that.
Hey, guess what, Flame? Listen, Flame, you can listen with her. I'm okay with that. I don't mind her listening, too.
This shit just got X-rated. It sure did.
Ain't no listener. You're talking participation.
I know. But with that said, I'm about to play probably one of Chocolate's favorite songs because it has me on it. And it's pretty much one of her favorite crews, and that's the Shadow Weekend. And she referenced it, so snap back. Y'all know what it is. You're rocking with the show. It's Next Flow. Lag out.
Let her go, screams and scream, ripping the sheets. My stroke is so elite, I'm so deep, but she don't retreat, cause the back is what she tweet. Where her clothes at, who knows? Never mind, let's go. Be a good girl for the show. Face the camera, lick your lips and pose.
Fresh down for my fitted. She snap back and come with it. She snap back and come with it. She snap back and come with it. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that winter toss the back. Don't fresh to death for my fitted. She snap back and come with it. She snap back and come with it. She snap back and come with it. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her.
And I'ma go deep in that when she toss her back. And shorty fucking with a monster when she stepping to me. You're steady, long stroke in the building, looking for a little freak. Dreaded with the fitted, she fat me the digits. So when I hit it, I'm licking the pussy until she start creaming and dripping. Flipping, looking for the stick and I'm picking her up. Party hoe, she slowly blowing till my dick is swollen up. I give her pipe like a life is being sliced by a butch on that dick. I throw like I'm trying to break her windpipe. She like the gagging, freaky ass and baby girl. Get a wet, licking on my chest while I'm molesting her breast. She's on the glazed over morning, let me know that. This pussy, I own it up in a sexual moment. Bubble bouncer pumping on that ass like I'm trying to split it. Flip her body like a pancake when I hit it. She see a nigga in her dreams, guillotine a monster. Fucking the devil called fuck, cause I'll be the problem.
Fresh death for my fitted. She snap back and come with it. Hey. She snap back and come with it. Hey. She snap back and come with it. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go deep in that when she talks back. I'm fresh death for my fitted. Hey. She snap back and come with it. Hey. She snap back and come with it. Hey. She snap back and come with it. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go deep in that when she talks back.
Yeah, she tosses back and we back. Yeah, I'm eating right now because, well, basically I've been drinking, so therefore, I mean, you can't drink on an empty stomach because that thus brings up Earl Simmons, and we're not trying to have that. Earl Simmons, like Earl Simmons and all of those places is not cool. Earl Simmons is only hot when he raps. But yeah, we back. Bling, where you at?
I'm here, nigga.
Talk shit. Lyric, where the fuck you at? Talk shit.
He said
yo,
talk
I'm
shit.
Right here, bitch. Yo, I'm right here, bitch. Yo, I had something that just came up, though, so unfortunately I have to excuse myself a little early, though, but, you know, there would be more to come. There's a lot of shit I wanted to say, so if I can just get the floor for about 30 seconds, I'm going to try to wrap everything that I can. You know what?
Oh, can I break something real
go
quick,
ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, me and Lyric was busting because me and Lyric haven't kicked it in a minute and everything, so we was busting up yesterday, and we came into a plan, which is sometime in the springtime, hopefully around spring break, these two niggas, myself, Christy Cattles, and Lyrical Incision, we're going to the hometown. We're going to the next below hometown. We're going to Mississippi, and we're about to get it popping out there.
Mississippi.
Make sure.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Minnesota. Minnesota. We
in the water.
It's drinking. Listen, I've been drinking. Shut up. Minnesota, we're coming. Twin Cities, we're coming. I'm putting my money together right now.
Make sure y'all come. Make sure y'all come when we're not in Miami. Y'all know we'll be in Miami the beginning of March, like the 6th through the 12th or something like that. So make sure that y'all come after that because we've got the Next Level Radio Miami Showcase going on out there with Magasia, which is Miss Queen T's host. So, yeah, work that out. Get your dates correct.
I know that. I was prepared.
Hey, shut up, Crush. Lyrical just, listen, I got you, Lyrical. Hold on. Crush, shut your drunk self up. Lyrical just said he has to go somewhere, and he needs to give us his little last blurb. Shut up.
So that nigga don't respect shit. I swear to God he don't. Okay, listen. So, all right, well, yo, I love all the fans called in and all the future fans that are going to call in from the bottom of my heart, though, and from the cast of the show. So we definitely appreciate everything that you guys do, whether you're turning in, whether you're pressing one to go live, anything that you do, or if you're just logging on to the website and just listening, we appreciate any and everything. Anything is plenty, baby. That's what I'm talking about. We would not be anything without the fans first. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So, yo, when we get up out of here, there's a lot of things. Charlie, this is only the beginning. There's a lot more that is coming in 2014. And just stay tuned. That's all I ask. Just stay tuned. Enjoy yourself, have a little fun, and happy holidays to any and everybody who's listening. Happy New Year to everybody. In 2014, we're going to do everything to amplify, because I'm done using that word turn up. We're about to amplify.
Okay, I kind of like that. I do like that, though. I do like amplify.
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, it ain't the fact that I'm talking too fast that you just listening too slow. Get it up. Next to blow, ho. That's what we're doing. Lyrical Incision, I'm out.
And y'all know what it is. That's, man, this has been a great year. I just, every time I stepped on this mic and everything, it was just been like, no matter what I was going through, these y'all fans are the reason why I come back. Like, seriously, y'all the reason why I sit back and plot out week after week what I'm going to do. Sometimes I don't plot out nothing, but I come on the show anyway and give y'all a good time because basically y'all coming to support me, and since y'all support me, I'm going to give y'all something. I'm going to give y'all something to think about. I'm going to give y'all something to laugh at. I mean, if it's thirst moments, my heartbreak moments, I don't care. Like, I am for y'all.
Don't anybody want to hear the heartbreak shit.
Some people love it. Some people love it. A lot of people love it. That's why Drake has a lot of people love heartbreak shit. That's why Drake has fans. That's all I'm saying. That's why Drake has fans, because motherfuckers love heartbreak shit. That's why Keith Cole has fans.
I get it.
But yeah. So you saying you had a couple moments that was your favorite, and you only mentioned one. What else was your favorite moment of the show?
So I already told you it was that first moment.
Yeah.
Other than that moment, I would say, okay, one of my other favorite moments.
Oh, God, I'm scared. Damn.
Hey, yo, Crush the Catalyst.
Yo, Flame, I'm scared, dog.
Why are you scared? Don't be scared. I think it's funny. One of my favorite moments is how I normally will mix up Flame and Fault when they're on the line because their voices are kind of similar.
Yeah.
But that's one of my most memorable moments as well because I never know who's on the line until they actually say their name. So I know tonight it's Flame. Hi, Flame. Dang, I don't get no high back, Flame.
He
had me on mute. See how you do? He be muted.
Nah, see what happened was I think I muted you and at the same time Lyrical hung up.
You out of order.
Y'all mixed me and Ford up a lot on this show.
Yeah,
remember this time you said this? I'm like, I ain't say that shit. Like, nah, that's fucked. Nah, it's all good. Should have his ass called in here.
Flame, your voice is a little bit more sexy than his fault. Just keep it honest.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now
he's about to get muted.
That's why you on that.
Team hater all day. Team hater.
Yeah, he's always hating. That's why Fox stopped calling in, because he's hating on him.
I don't care if
he's
not calling, so what? There's
shame.
He the one fucking opportunity, not me.
Stop hating on your brothers, man.
I ain't hating on my brother.
You just threatened to mute me.
It was a threat. I wasn't really going to do it. Well, I was going to do it, but it wasn't going to be too long.
You already did it. What are you talking about?
That was by accident. All right,
yeah, that's what you say.
Blaine, what was your favorite moment of the show?
I don't know. You know what? It had to be during I wasn't even really a part of the show at this time. It was back when y'all was doing the Hot 16 joints.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to be the, what was the boy name? You just mentioned his name. Young Crush or something like that.
Young Crush.
Yeah, he was, like, so garbage, yo. Like, that was mad entertaining for me. Like, it was a lot of whack-ass news that y'all had on that show at that time. And that shit was just so entertaining to me. It's like, yo, what the fuck
now,
are you talking about?
See, we had to crush a lot of dreams. Like, that's, nope, well, that pun was intended. I kind of did. Like, subconsciously intended. Yeah, but we had to crush a lot of dreams and everything because some people just need to stop. And some people, if they hear something like that, they're going to go back to the drawing board. Like me, somebody say I'm whack, I'm going back to the drawing board, and I'm going to come back some with that old kill them. Like, I thought of a new slogan, too. Like, Niggas saying whack, but I'll kill your favorite rapper. And I've been a goon, so I can literally kill your favorite rapper. Yeah, that's my new shit. Well, forget y'all. Y'all ain't got to say nothing.
Yo, man, I'm tired, bro. I've been running around since 6 o'clock this morning.
I did not expect
to go no Christmas shopping and none of that shit at the work.
Farming Mills. Going
crazy, fool.
Farming Mills.
Man. Huh?
Yeah. No, I'm going to tell you the bullshit I had to deal with at work. Matter of fact, I already told you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell the audience. Okay. My job, Farming Mills, we have things we call sidewalk sales where we put stuff on the sidewalk to sell, like clearance shit. So why the first kind of good day and everything, 60 degrees outside, they want to do a sidewalk sale. And on my off day where I decide, you know what, let me go in, just meddle with shit and everything, clean up the warehouse and everything. No, they want to put my black ass on the sidewalk sale. Yes. So I was out in the cold for 8 hours, and my boss going to come in there like, yo, don't you want to stay till 5? So that would have been a 10-hour shift of me just in the cold, dealing with crazy people. Nah, I'm Gucci. I'm done. I ran out the door at 3 o'clock. Limp and all, because you know my leg be fucking up. I was running out that door, limping off.
Man, I'd rather have been through that than going through the shit at my job. These motherfuckers, this is like, you got the Grim Reaper at our job now. These motherfuckers, they get called to the office, and you don't see them motherfuckers no more. They is on some DNA shit. They is getting niggas the fuck out of there. It was just like I ain't never seen my fucking job that quiet. Like, and my building is so big. Like, if you do 2 laps around the building, like, that's a mile. So it's a huge building, and you can hear a fucking pin drop in that bitch right now.
Damn.
Like, people was just disappearing, and like all they shit still be there. Like all they property, they jackets and bags and. You know what I mean? They go to the office. You don't see these motherfuckers no more.
The Blair Witch Project and that motherfucker. Damn.
Yo, they clean the house right now, dog. They just clean the house right now. It's no joke. So it's a little intense in there. So how did that happen to be throwing some fucking sidewalk sales and maneuvering in that shit all fucking day? That's for real, man.
Yeah.
They chopping heads. They getting niggas the fuck out of there. What up?
Tell me why this is the funny part about doing the sidewalk sale. Like, tell me why, like all day, like, I had experiences at where, like, the beginning of a hustler movie where a little nigga just working at a dead-end job and some hustler nigga talking about, yo, I can put you on and everything, this, that, and third. And why was my whole day like that? Why, like, 4 niggas basically want me to pump for them?
Yeah, they had you out on Market Street. Like, what the fuck?
I know, but damn. Like, it was the beginning of State Property, like, four times. Like, I was like, damn, I'm living State Property killer season. What the fuck? Like, really? Some bullshit. I don't know. It is what it is, but, yeah. I know one thing. I want to get into this. Yes, bitch. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the battle. We got 2. We only got 2. I'm sorry. It's been a kind of dry weekend battles. I apologize. So, First battle we got out is DNA versus Midwest Miles. That was at a Guerrilla Warfare and everything. Blaine, what you saying?
I didn't even see that shit.
You didn't see it or you didn't want to see it?
Well, I didn't see it, but all the reviews I've seen made me not want to see it. Like, I was in the Unbiased group. Shout out to Unbiased. I was in there, and, like, motherfuckers was like, yo, man, I was struggling to go to sleep all fucking night, man. I've been up for, like, the past 15 hours. He was like, I finally saw what I needed to do, and I put on the DNA Midwest Miles, and I was sleeping 30 seconds. Like, yo, is it that bad? Like, everybody was just like, yo, this is mad boring. And it just made me not want to watch it yet. Like, I don't know. Because I didn't really have the time today, but it made me not press play that moment when I seen that.
Yeah, I think my computer has a dent in it because I literally fell on it, fell asleep on it.
Wow.
Like, I kind of, like, crashed. Like, yeah, that shit was trash. But DNA. I say DNA because, well, he kept me up most of the battle. And it... Well, he kept me up more than Midwest Miles did. Like, he had, like...
He ain't been the same since Lux killed him.
Nobody is the same since Lux killed him.
Matter of fact, to keep it 100, that's the only thing he's really known for.
Yeah.
Like, was he ever good? I don't know if he was ever good.
Nah, because
he got killed by Lux. Then he got killed by Tech N9ne.
Yeah. No, the thing about DNA, this is why I say he won, because he broke down his whole battle scheme. He's like, yo, you got killed by everybody. Like, he's like, you got beat by Tech N9ne. I can see if he beat you in performance, but he beat you lyrically. You got beat by Shotgun Shake. He's 5 feet over you, but no bars. But he beat you lyrically. Like, dog, you're getting beat by whack niggas. Like, you're supposed to kill. And they're beating you lyrically. Like, Tech N9ne, like, don't get me wrong. Tech N9ne is good. Like, but he's not lyrical. Like, he has schemes, he has jokes, and he has performance. He really don't got bars. But he killed him. Badly.
Mm-hmm.
Shotgun Shook. Aggression.
Oh, that's another battle.
He's not lyrical. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is another battle. Thank you. But he's not lyrical. And they both beat you lyrically. But you're supposed to be one of the top niggas in the Midwest.
Dude. Yeah, I don't know how he got that spot. I never seen him in a good battle.
Ever.
Like, I never seen it with a good battle. His introduction to me is when he got killed by Lux. So, I don't know. That's just some behind-the-scenes shit, like off-cam shit or something. I don't know. But
I don't know. But yeah,
I probably won't be watching that.
No, you don't want to. I mean, unless you want to go unless you need a sleeping pill, that'll knock you smooth out. You'll be sleeping smooth on the MacBook. But next battle matter of fact, I'm going to get into this one. We got the rematch, Shotgun Shook versus Lotta Zay. That was at Black City. Now, I say Lotta Zay 2-0. First of all, this is the first thing I got pissed off. Why the fuck you having two rounds? That's the first thing. Two rounds?
Yeah,
like, okay.
I don't know, that was just weird.
That's weird shit. Like, come on, just do the three rounds. I can't stand one rounders, and two rounders don't make no fucking sense. Because one rounders, okay, the person who goes second is most likely going to win because of, like, they can easily rebuttal shit, flip it and everything. So they had the better adaptability to win because of that. So three rounds make it more of a deciding factor. Now, two rounds, okay, one person get one round, one person get the other. Bitches, we ain't doing draws in battle. We need winners. So, which leads me to the last battle of the night.
Damn, I didn't even get to this. Wait, nigga.
My bad.
My count don't even count no more. Huh? Ah, damn.
That last battle, my head hurt. The last battle I'm about to talk about, my head hurt.
So, we got more battles than that too, but I actually gave it 1-1.
Which one?
And
to
be honest, the second when he ripped that nigga pockets off, he snapped.
Oh, shit,
he snapped that round.
Oh shit!
He just tapped it.
He did.
Yeah, it wasn't no just tapping his pockets. It wasn't no just pocket check. He ripped that nigga pocket off. But he snapped that round. Like, he really impressed the shit out of him, yo.
I really thought it was close, but I still gave it a lot of. Like, that round was really close, but I give it a lot of on that one.
Yeah, I gave it 1-1, you know what I'm saying? Even though it was closer to Shug, he almost got the 2-0 for me. Because, like, I don't know if I ever seen him, like, on his A game like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's really, really snapping.
Nah, like, I'm really about to start talking shit about Suge, because Suge is really getting better. Like, think about his last two battles. Like, Lada, you got Lada, and you got Bill Collector. Like Bill Collector was the best I ever seen him. Like, Suge is really starting to turn up. So, like, I don't know what's going on. But keep doing it, because you're starting to get entertaining.
Yeah.
Before
I think he's just growing on people. Yeah, I think he's just starting to grow on people. You know what I mean?
Maybe. That could be true. That definitely could be true. But shout out to Suge, man. You put up a good fight and everything. And I think if it wasn't Lada, like anybody else, probably he would have probably killed him. Like, because Suge is really getting up there. Like, so shout out to Suge and everything. But this last battle.
We got ain't the last battle.
Okay, what's the other battle?
You forgetting a lot of shit, nigga. You forgetting a lot. What about Rex and Hitman?
Do we even gotta talk about that shit? That was
so boring. Did you see the Did you see Newborn and Kaboom?
Hold on, that happened yet? I didn't even know that happened yet.
Yeah, that was the closed room battle on Queen Flip Joint. Yeah, that's out.
Oh shit, I didn't even know that came out. I thought it was gonna be a big event. I didn't know it was gonna be a closed room.
Nah, it was a closed room. The same joint that they did the Coaster's John the Don. Yeah, they released that joint already.
Oh, I gotta see that now, because I thought he was doing the Philly versus New York and everything, and that was gonna be like a big card. I didn't know it was gonna be a close, or he's still doing the big event for that.
I think he still he'll try to do another event for that, but they had New York versus the Boom.
Yeah, definitely. Who do you think won that?
I gave it to Newborn. Newborn snap. But
seriously?
Kaboom. Yeah. He been on his shit lately, man.
Newborn won a battle? Newborn won?
Yeah, Newborn was snapping his last few battles, man. He really, a lot of people's giving him like the most improved battle of this year. Because he really stepped his shit up. He really stepped this shit up, man.
He did. He has improved, but I still thought he lost his last couple battles.
Yeah, just check it out. I mean, let's talk about you. Check that out. Then we got, it was that one. Danny Myers just had two battles drop 2 days in a row. I'm going to put in work. Which one did you see?
Other battle, him versus Ruminati.
Yeah, he had that one drop, and then... him and Mr. Mills dropped the very next day, and that's like almost a step above that battle.
Mr. Mills, what was that? Was that at the VG?
Nah. He battled Mark Miner at the PG.
Oh, yeah, Mark Miner.
Yeah, I don't know where Mr. Mills is from, but that shit was a bar fest, too. Like, this nigga got a lot of classics just popping up like crazy. I can't even call either one of those. Both of those shit is ties for me.
He gotta be like rookie of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. They're already talking he might be on Summer Madness 4.
He needs to be out of the PG like right now. Like if he's in another PG, it's biased because it's no way he needs to be in the PG. I mean, he has everything. He has bars. He has performance. He has aggression. He has wordplay. He's witty. Like, he don't need to be in the PGs.
He won't. Seriously. Because he already got, I think he's going to be on King of the Dots next big card, the Blackout 4 joint. So if he already getting big stages, nah, they ain't announcing him yet.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. So yeah, he's definitely one of my favorite up-and-comers.
Yeah.
Yo, did you hear about the Fez and Mr. Wavy battle?
I've been hyping it. What you mean?
Huh?
Man, I've been on it since Norbs talked about it. Norbs said it.
I mean, you know what happened? Because they already battled. You know they battled?
I thought Norbert was still setting it up.
No, nigga. They battled at the December 14th event.
Damn, we really should have went.
Yeah, they battled at that event. And it ain't turned out the way we thought it was. He do that.
I don't like how you said that.
Yeah, me either. I'm kind of shocked, but I don't know.
They said it was garbage.
It's, from what I'm hearing, Wavy killed him. They said Prez choked in like the second and third round. Like,
man,
that's crazy.
It's a lot of choking. It's like a choking going on, like more than
but
usual.
But see, I don't know because like that event was really fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because they were saying
they
the mics were fucking up.
Yeah, they said Surf choked too.
Yeah, he choked, but the mics went their fuck up on his battle. So he just choked. But like the JC battle and Wavy and them battle and the other battles, like the mics were so bad that like some of the battles had to keep like starting their rounds over.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It just seemed like it was a bad event, man. I mean, everybody that went there said it was a great event. You know, regardless of all the other stuff, but as far as the battlers go, man, that shit could take you out your game. You know what I'm saying? It's like you be on the stage performing, you got to keep starting the song over. You know what I mean?
They ill killed B Magic. Ill B Magic.
Yeah, that's what I heard. They said in the room. They said it'll definitely won in the room, but they said Magic might get him on cam.
Yeah,
so,
Magic seems like better off on cam because you got like his bars you gotta sit on, like you gotta really like think about like later on and like it's gonna like hit you like, oh let me go back, like
yeah,
let me make sure that's what I heard, like that's how that's how Magic can kill somebody. And speaking of which, I watched the Charlie Clip Magic battle.
Okay.
Charlie. I can admit, Charlie.
Wait, what was that?
Charlie lost.
What? What was that?
Charlie lost, okay, damn it, shit. I didn't want to admit it. Yo, Magic snap. Like, yo, Magic fucking snap. Like, yeah. It was, yeah.
Oh, but, yo, did you see Did you see Slave drop his bars? He was daylight.
Scared.
Yeah,
nah, I don't want people to. I don't want him to drop the bars. I want to see the battle.
He already dropped them.
I don't care. I want to see the battle.
I felt the same way when I seen it. I was like, oh, man, I felt defeated.
I know. Like it feels weird. Like it feels like you cheated, kind of. Because you don't hear what the other nigga was going to say or how he was going to react or when his round came out, how it was going to alter his performance. Like if you feel cheated, feel like you, yeah. You know, I don't like that. Like when Lux released the second round. I felt cheated. But yeah. We can talk about the Hitman practice battle. I mean,
exactly that.
Yeah. Because it was like, I don't know, some of these battles, one, I hate one-rounders, like, period. I hate one-rounders. Like, it's just, like, so whack to me. Like, one-rounders are whack to me. Let's do three rounds, show really about it. Like, really, I like the five-rounder with Iron Solomon and Mook. Not how they did it, but I like that concept. Whoever runs out of bars first.
Yeah, that's how it used to be.
That's how it
used
to be.
Shit, Mook and Lux went like 15 rounds.
Exactly. So it's whoever ran out of bars. That's who lost.
In the game, you still could kill somebody if they quit.
I made like two people quit. I was pretty.
That's how Lux said Rex beat him. When they battled, he just said he just ran out of bars. He had no more bars. So Rex just kept on going. That's the only reason he lost to Rex. So.
Yeah.
It was more gritty then, man.
I say Rex won Hitman battle. I mean Rex, like I'm sorry, like Rex is like now Rex is really starting to show me why he's top tier. Like he's finally showing me why he's top tier. Because Rex, like you gotta look at Rex's resume and how much he does battle and the performance he puts on. Like so.
Yeah, I was talking about that the other day with somebody. Like, you've never seen Rex choke.
Yeah, and Rex will be at every event. Like, Rex battles, like, every event. Like, I would like to see Rex at, like at a King of the Dot, though. Like, I would like to see Rex, like, at a different league, King of the Dot, but don't flop or something. Like, I would like to see that.
Yeah.
Because I want to see how he would prepare to battle somebody that's not street. Like that, I want to see him on Don't Flop with somebody who's like not street. How he would deal with them. Like could he make
the same
transition?
Way he did Disaster.
I mean, but Disaster gives off the street mentality, so it's still like. He still can break him down on a street level because he does talk that. Like, but, like, give him someone like Chervone or somebody. Like, you feel me? Like, how would Rex deal with somebody like Chervone?
I don't know. Chervone just seems like he's just kind of unbeatable.
Yeah.
I like to see him go against, like, him and Real Deal ever battle? That would be a dope battle.
Yeah, they
Chervone
just did.
Chervone and Real Deal. Sharon the real deal? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I think I gave it the real deal, too.
No, I know we said Sharon.
Did we?
We said Sharon. Sharon Sue won. We gave Real Deal the first run. I remember that. Because that battle was so dope.
Yeah, that's
that
when
was,
he had the Wi-Fi line.
Mhm. That was World Domination 4.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was like That was like one of the first battles that dropped. But yeah. And finally, can we get to my favorite battle of the week?
Go ahead.
Danny Myers versus Rum Nitty. I can't remember how I was saying we don't need draws and battle rap.
Mm-hmm.
This battle is making my brain hurt because I cannot call it. I can't call Blaine. I cannot call a single round, dog. A single round. That's how deep it was. Like, I cannot call a single round. It was just like bars. Like, yo, it was so crazy. And but you know what was dope? Like, they both had like a gun singing line. Like Danny Myers had the my gun my singing. They doing duets.
Yeah.
And how Rum Nitty say is. Gunslinger. I forgot the setup was. That shit was ill though. Damn it, I forget it. That shit crazy. But yo, it was
Remember, I've been telling you that about that battle since I watched it when it first happened.
I didn't want to watch it then because like it's like the sound is different. Like that's
It was
like
the same. Yeah, because they released that battle for free. They released it for free. The only thing that was missing was, like, half of Rum Nitty's third. They didn't put the whole third on there.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So, I couldn't wait for them to release that drink, man.
Because I remember when they leaked the Bonnie, the World Domination 4 battles, like,
somebody bootlegged it. But for World Domination, they had certain battles that was free, and then other ones you had to pay for.
Okay.
And that was one of the battles that was free, yeah.
That battle was... Like that's up there with JC and Chiller.
Mhm.
But this was like JC and JC and Chiller was like it was a bar fest, but it was a different kind of bar fest. Like this was JC and Chiller was a smooth hit type of bar fest.
Yeah, like more charisma type. Like,
yeah, more charisma
this one was like
type
a straight
bar fest.
This was like straight
punch your fucking lights off. That shit was a fight. Like, that shit was a fight. It was not a battle. That shit was a fight. They went in. Like, oh, my God, they killed. Like, I'm trying to figure out how I just heard of Rum Nitty now. Like I'm about to start
That was my first time hearing about him, too.
Like, he's dope. Like, I'm trying to figure out why he's not, like, out there more. I don't know. Well, those are the battles. Let's get back into some music. Been talking a minute. I don't know. Yo, Flynn, should we drop some new us? New Shadowy shit?
What you got? What you got on deck?
I got, Who Can You Lean On?
Yeah, you can pass that off.
So, yeah, I think it's special. Like, I mean, drop some new shit for us from the camp and everything. Since this is the anniversary, all that. Now, this is for the people listening. This ain't your usual O Flame and Crush. This is the real O Flame and Crush because this is when we like really well, everything is the real us. But this is when, this is one of those things that we really don't get the release like that, because it's stuff that makes you think, and a lot of people don't want to think nowadays. So, I don't know. Let it rip. Let us know what you think. Chris the Catalyst featuring Oakland. Who can you lean on? Rocking with Show. Nice to blow. Back up.
Damn, that hurt!
Why give it all when I'm surrounded by people that don't care at all? And I'm stuck with them. This is the life I created. Showing people the way out, but they're scared to take it. Won't embrace failure. For me, it's never an option. Rather lose the dead weight. Friends steady dropping. I'm perfect dreams to people that had nothing. Showing you can succeed if you get past all the fronting. A lot of demons in me. A lot of screaming in me. A soul full of pain and rage. A nigga like me seem to be stuck in my ways. At least in your eyes, can't you see niggas in change? I don't talk much, ain't got shit to say. Just me and my thoughts, wish you all would go away. All these negative vibes cloudy, I ain't seeing clear. Ask the God, what's the point of these niggas being here? Yeah.
Happy anniversary, people. We giving y'all new Shadowy. Everything. That was Who Can You Lean On? Featuring, well, me. Featuring O'Flame. Everything. I mean, that's, like, that's the real shit that you gotta deal with. You feel me? Like, that's definitely, like, I think this is gonna be, that's probably gonna be one of my favorite tracks that's gonna be on re-up. So, yeah. I don't know. We gotta really finalize on that list. Oh, speaking of which, Flame, did you check out that listen to that new joint yet, or you didn't mix it down yet?
Nah, I didn't even get a chance to fuck with it yet.
True.
I just got home,
but,
man.
No, I mean, I thought you would probably got a chance like yesterday and everything. But yo, we about to do, like, it's about to get crazy. Like, when you got my two projects coming out, your two projects. We got the compilation. We got this is solo, Bossy solo, Fought solo joint. Like, it's about to get crazy. Like, we about to.
Yeah. And I think from the conversations, whatever, I think Tech might have a placement with Farrah Funeral, and Easy might have a couple of joints with Bonnie. So
I don't
working.
Hold on, hold on. Say that one more time.
Tech might have a placement with Farrah, and Easy might have like two joints with Bonnie so far. You know what I'm saying? So niggas is networking and building these bridges. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is be moving out here, man.
And me and you got the show, so tell us who working like us. Tell us who's doing it like us. Like when y'all find somebody who's doing it like us, as consistently as us, let me know. But
I mean, yeah, it's all about surrounding yourself with people that are moving. You know what I'm saying? Like we network and you know we build with cats that's grinding. We about to have the ciphers popping off with DJ No Frills. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God, how could I forget that?
Like we grinded, man. And I just got a phone call this morning, like 2:30 this morning. I just got a phone call. You know what I'm saying? Like, these cats are interested in putting me on part of that tour. You know what I'm saying? So it's still in the works. Like, these cats just got done doing with shit, like, with Lloyd Banks and Fabulous and, you know, all them cats. They got another tour about to be popping up. So, you know, I might be a part of that. Like, we got to see how everything goes. You know what I mean? Like, they really fucking with my shit, so.
Can I go?
Might be hitting that road, nigga.
I want to go on tour.
We don't see what it is, man.
Can I go on tour? I want to go on tour, please. Can I go?
We'll see what's up. Can I see what's up? See what it's about. See what it's hit for. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I get to go.
I'm moving, man.
But yeah, we about to go. Oh, tonight we about to go to the 305. We about to go to, about to hit 305. 305-728. Follow you live on the air. Next to Blow Radio. You rocking with the show. It's the anniversary. State your name, who you be?
Oh, Crush. You're my favorite Crush.
Hey, I think I know who this is.
You're my favorite Crush. You know that. You know I love you.
I better be your
only
Crush.
And,
too.
Yeah, oh my God, like you're like my favorite Crush. You're like my favorite all time. I want to introduce myself. You know, I don't think I was introduced to your partner. I am Magasia. How are you doing, Crush? And your partner is Flame, right?
Yeah, it was good.
How you doing?
I'm good. I can't complain.
Happy
this is our other boss.
What did you say, Crush?
This is our other boss.
I'm a terrible person.
Okay.
Like, I haven't called in like months. I apologize. I was like, you know what? I got at least try to call in at least twice a month. And that is ridiculous. I apologize. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying on air, on the record. I'm with Queen. Like, yo, what's up, man? Like, you want me to call into the show? So, shout to the people. Like, it was good. And, like, you know what? You're right. So, I definitely have you guys on Twitter and Instagram. So, I'll be promoting your show starting this Sunday. I just want to say happy anniversary. You know, we love you on Next to Blow Radio. Miss Queen has been telling you a lot of things about you guys, and we appreciate you for having you a part of our family. And I just want to tell you salute, and I wanted to call in and say happy anniversary.
Oh, Maggie!
Oh, my God, dude. So what's going on? What's good, man? Like, how y'all feeling? Like, you got a big night? What's good?
I mean, we doing what we do. We here. We letting the people know what we doing. We letting them know that Next to Blow is that radio station that can't be touched because we just do our
shit.
Breaking records. We breaking records tonight. We done broke like one. We done broke three records tonight. Nice.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, three brand new exclusives we have dropped tonight just because we can do it and just because the people know that it's our anniversary. So they're like, yo, please, like, here, toss this. This is some new me and everything. Some people with big names and everything. So we going like, you know what? Let's do this. Like, this is what we doing here. This is what we bringing. Next to Blow.
That's a
what more do I need to say?
That's that movement right there, man. We've been around for a little bit, you know, the team going strong. I didn't want people to team, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just love the movement. I just love how you guys are so dedicated to your show, representing Next to Blue Radio. We're actually having a Next to Blue Radio Miami edition showcase in Miami in March. So if you guys are able to come down to Miami in March, you guys already know some of these things or whatever. So if you guys are able to make it, you know, come down and come down with Queen T live in person. We're just going to turn up in Miami on South Beach, you already know.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to make my way to Minnesota, so I'm definitely going to try to make that one, too. So I'm about to start putting all this bread away so I can get ready on these trips and everything, playing my time off from work, and yeah. So keep me posted. I'm going to keep you posted.
I mean, you have my Instagram. You know how crazy it is on Instagram. I got your Instagram. I want you to also, I believe I have Slim on Instagram, but if I don't, text it to me first. I'm going to try to add him. I would like to hear She a Bad One by artist POP, if possible.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if it's, let me find it. Is that POV?
No, POP, She a Bad One. I'm looking kind of bad tonight. You feel me? Like, you know, I'm sexy going to this Miley Cyrus concert. You know what I'm saying? I got to hear that shit bad on us.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Hey, got it. You got it.
Yay!
So, you got it, guys. We about to get into your request right quick. And
cool.
Yeah. T.O.P. See a bad one. You know what it is. You're rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Hey, guys.
Thank you. Bye, ho.
You know.
Yeah, I need to hear that. I ain't heard the final version.
Well, you about to hear now. And for the people that have been listening and watching and everything, y'all about to hear for the second time, too. Or if you just called in, you about to hear for the first time. Bunny Godiva, If I Have To. Y'all know what it is. Brand new shit. Rocking with the show. It's Next Up Blow. Leg out.
Man, these bitches got me fucked up. Like I don't pop off. Listen, I'll rob a nigga if I have to. Run up on your block and get it poppin' if I have to. All up in your spot like fuck the knockin', I'ma blast too. Catch you in the shower and go psycho in your bathroom.
She's inviting us. Well, she's probably going to invite you, but you think she's going to invite me?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what she's doing. She'll be all over the place, man.
I hope I can invite
her. No, her project's going to be crazy, though. The drinks I heard so far from that drink, they all tough. They all tough,
tough,
man. All of
them. How's she going on it?
Like, the drinks I heard so far besides that one, like, they've been on some smooth, soulful, real type shit. Like, I don't want to talk too much about it because I don't know, like, you know what I mean, what her plans is, but she got this one joint. It's like a female version of Song Cry. Like, that shit is tough.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, that's just
February 2004. I'm copping it. I'm grabbing that drink. I've been waiting for this day. I've been waiting for this. Bonnie dropping her on solo. Yeah, I've been waiting for this. I need this. We gotta get her back on. We gotta get her back on the show when she dropped it. Point blank. Period. Yes, Bonnie. We talking about you. If you're listening,
yeah,
we
talking
about
shit.
You right now. We talking about you. We need you back on the show soon. You got battles coming up. We want the exclusives. We want.
Yeah,
we need Bonnie back.
She got two battles next month. She got two battles next month.
Bonnie needs to come back, and I will do a Women's World Order 2, and because Bonnie was the first guest on Women's World Order 1, I will do a Women's World Order 2 for her. Bonnie, we need you back, baby. But it's about that time and everything. It's been a fun show. It's been a great show and everything. I sobered up because I turned up too much and everything. I sobered up because, yeah. My turn up, well, how lyrical say, my elevation?
Amplify.
Yeah. My amplification to, killed my liquor, so, yeah, I'm back to me. So, Blaine, let the people know where they can find you at.
Yeah, you can reach me on Twitter, Instagram, at the Real Old Flame, ReverbNation.com/OFlame, YouTube.com/OFlame, OFlame fan page on Facebook. Everybody that's in our area, y'all can, you know, request your boy, man. OFlame featuring Crush the Catalyst. Everybody turn up on Kiss 101.7 with DJ Big Ant. Saying, tweet that drink. They've been playing it like crazy. You know what I'm saying? Just fuck with the movement, man. Stay in tune, man. The wave is real, man. We grinding out here.
And y'all know me.
Shadowy Media.
It's Mr. Every.
And I was like, Shadowy Media. You know what I mean? All that film work, photography, all that. We got that on deck, man. Holler at us.
Yep. Shadowy Media. Definitely. And y'all know what it is. Y'all can rock. Y'all can also follow the show here on Next to Blow Radio every Friday, 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. We got the Twitter page up. We need to put the Instagram up. I think I might make the Instagram tonight. I might do the Instagram tonight. Set that up. But we have the Facebook up. We got the Twitter up. And we have the Tumblr up. So all that is the show NTB. Just Google the show NTB. And you can find us. Oh, we got the YouTube. We also got the YouTube page up, and that's where you can find all the interviews from past interviews. Like we got Bonnie's interview up there. We got Sway Severs' interview up there. We got Lee Mason's officials. We got the interviews from the PGs, Tay Rock, Nunu Nails, and Beasley. Who else? Just go. As in Next to Blow. Just go. Go now. Whoa, wait. Don't go yet. Good. It's me, Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadow Weed, Gorilla, Crush the Cattle. You can see me with the bad chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware of the most hated nigga in Delaware, because I'm rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Let go, and y'all know my part in words. You can't love nobody unless you love yourself, so cherish yourself every day, because you never know when you're going to be gone. You can find me everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, SoundClick, Uber and Skype, only females that you bout that life. That's Crush the Catalyst. CrushTheCatalyst. And y'all know what it is. It's about that time. Crush the Catalyst. Oakland. It's time. We out.
Murder round town, Chris got that ill will. Come like Sam Jack. Yeah.
water blast. And since next to blow, I've been showing my hand. And now we back on deck, beheading the so-called best. See the beat, shadow, we start signing our check. Back in my baggy boy, y'all niggas is baggy boy. Cold war to the death, pass fire like Maggie boy. It's time, it's time. My face.